Danny Powell was born in Dayton, Ohio. As a teenager, he was sent to a home for people with developmental disabilities. For 4 years, Danny lived at the Orient Developmental Center, a state facility in Orient, Ohio, which closed in 1984 due to a lawsuit. Danny's mother, Eunice Powell, fought to improve conditions at the facility. She later served on the Montgomery County Board of Mental Retardation and Developmental Disabilities. That's where she met Julia Bell, who also has a son with disabilities. Julia and Eunice came to StoryCorps to reflect on raising and fighting for children with disabilities. Danny passed away in 2006 at age 60.
Danny was born in 46. And at that time, they said he would never walk or talk. I have to laugh every time I say that because I was determined that he was going to walk and talk.
And how did you feel about them saying that he had to go to the institution?
There's just nothing you can do about it. You know, it's devastating. It was devastating to the parents to have to do that. It was a huge institution with over 2,000 mentally handicapped residents. The conditions were deplorable, and that is putting it mildly. And they said we couldn't see him for 6 weeks, but I cheated. Parents couldn't go, so we had a social worker, and she was going to go visit him. And so my name was Eunice Agnes Castrow. And then when I married, it was Powell. So I did not tell a complete lie. I signed in as Agnes Castrow so they wouldn't know that I was Dan's mother. And I went with the social worker, and we visited Dan every week. And I was so involved when Danny was up there. I always stand up and get myself into trouble. I got all the doctors, a lot of the doctors fired once because I found out they were hiring foreign doctors who were not didn't have any license in the United States and could hardly speak English. The newspapers helped with that one.
Yeah, like when you went to the commission meeting and you stopped the elevator with the commissioners on it, they couldn't get off until they listened to you.
We got $1.8 million
yes,
out of it, didn't we? Some other things too, because at one time the medication that they were giving five cottages, so that was 250 people in each cottage. That's a lot of people. They were giving a particular medication because it made them sunburn. That doctor decided, one of the foreign ones, decided that they would all be locked up for the summer. I did a sit-down strike on that one, all by myself. But I gave them their choice. Those people were not hogs. They were human beings. Mm-hmm. And they could get trainloads of straw hats. They could allow them out in the morning. And when their sun wasn't as bright, the best thing they could do was take them off of that stupid medication, which most of them didn't need to begin with, and that is exactly what happened.
I am so privileged every day to see the results of the work that parents did years and years ago. So
it's a big difference from when Danny was born 64 years ago.
Yes, yes.
And it's a wonderful difference.
Yes. Parents, this is what we worked for.
This is what we worked for a lot of years. And sometimes I can sit back and say, well, at least we got this far.
Yes. We've done pretty good.
Eunice Powell and Julia Bell at StoryCorps in their hometown of Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by Sarah Buckingham. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org.